hello. I wish I was final segment of the night coming up right now on that 590 show. 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com. The temperatures may be going up, but the prices are going down at Bellman Automotive in Troy, Missouri. Dads and grads may rule the month of June, but Ryan Kimner and his great sales staff have deals for all. It doesn't matter if you're in the market for a new or a used vehicle. Your next one can be found at Bellman Automotive. To supplement their wide inventory, they have financing for everyone and a top-notch service department to help keep your new ride maintained. In the market for a new truck? Here's a great offer from Bellman. Save up to $12,000 off MSRP on a new Ram. That's right, $12,000 off, but that's not all. At Bellman, you also get a Grizzly cooler or your choice of a Remington shotgun, a Ruger pistol, or a Savage Access Camel rifle from M&M Guns at no extra charge. So drive home in a new Ram truck and your choice of a rugged Grizzly cooler or a gun at no extra charge. Bellman Automotive really can do it all. Give them a call at 636-462-3600 or swing on by at 175 Turnbell Trail in Troy, Missouri, BellmanCDJR.com. Let's head to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you, sir?
I'm great, Nick. Good evening. I hope you had a great weekend.
I did. How about yours?
Mine was wonderful.
Good.
A couple of things. I'm going to make some comments. I'll then hang up and listen to your comments on mine. First of all, congratulations to Pittsburgh Penguins. Yes, they have a superstar in Crosby. Yes, they have another pretty good superstar in Malkin and a pretty good role player, or I should say a really good support player in Phil Kessel. But let's face it, team, and then a team that plays a team.
Jim is breaking up on us. We're losing Jim. Yep, we lost Jim. Jim, if you're listening, call back. I really wanted to hear what you had to say there. So give us a call back, 855-282-8255. Rocchio, off the air, you and I have been talking about what in the world are we going to do in the month of July. Now that the NBA Finals are over, the Stanley Cup Finals are over, we're going to have the NBA draft, we're going to have the NHL draft, and that's going to be over here in a matter of a couple of weeks. And after that, it's going to be slim pickings as far as topics to talk about. But I think we may have got a gift from the sports gods. And that gift is, it sounds like the Floyd Mayweather-Conor McGregor fight is going to happen.
Yep.
It sounds like it's going to happen in August. That fight is going to be hot garbage. It's not going to be very good at all, but that hype before the fight is going to be something like we've never seen. We're going to be playing so many damn sound bites between those two that we might as well just change the name of the show to like That Fight Club.
A lot of editing involved, I'm sure.
Lots of editing involved, especially when it comes to Conor McGregor, who I think is probably the best trash talker in sports since Muhammad Ali. I can't think of someone else who's better at talking trash than Conor McGregor. Name a better one. There's nobody in the NBA who talks trash like Conor McGregor does.
No, not currently, but I would pay money to put Conor McGregor into a phone booth with Kevin Garnett and hear the recording.
Okay, but like Kevin Garnett only talked trash to people he knew that weren't going to fight back.
No, that's not true at all. Kevin Garnett was the most savage.
He picked all the Euros.
Kevin Garnett was the most savage trash talker in the NBA after the year like 2007. It was unbelievable. Kevin Garnett would go into people's souls and rip them out with the most savage comment ever. And it was usually not about anything personally. It was just that Kevin Durant knew he was better than you at the game of basketball, and he enjoyed pointing that fact out to you many times throughout the game.
What's up, Giamatti?
Would you guys put Tyson up there?
No.
McGregor? No? Really?
Mike Tyson his voice,
you can't trash talk with that
voice.
He
just said some weird stuff.
Yeah, he said Tyson really wasn't a trash talker. He would just say something weird.
Just get inside their head.
Yeah, like he's going to eat his children or something like that. I mean, that's the only thing that Tyson really did. He really wasn't that much of a trash talker. Kevin Garnett's not a bad one, but I mean, I don't think anybody holds a candle to Conor McGregor. And this hype,
Jordan.
Jordan was a pretty good one, but I mean, like, what are you going to say to Michael Jordan? Like, you
McGregor
suck.
Could come up with something.
You suck.
That's the thing. McGregor could come up with something.
Oh, McGregor definitely could.
But no, let's not forget. Michael Jordan, one time, stepped up on Muggsy Bogues, stepped back, and yelled at him, "Shoot it, you little."
Yeah.
And then Muggsy Bogues missed a 3-point shot. Because after Michael Jordan screams at you to shoot it, you little.
Yeah.
There's zero chance you're making
Kobe's
that 3-point
not a bad
shot.
One either.
I was just about to say
Kobe,
that was on a
see,
list.
See, the thing is different because I feel like Kobe wouldn't do it as much on the court if he didn't respect you. But then later on in the dressing room, he'd then tell reporters about how much he does not respect you, and that's why he wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah.
Like, Kobe would give you the cold shoulder, and that was his best form of trash talk. You try to talk with Kobe, and he'd just be like, you're not good enough for me. And he'd turn around and go hit a 14-foot turnaround jumper in your face the very next play.
Reggie Miller?
Reggie Miller's a pretty good one. Yeah.
Here's my thing. Can we find an instance where Reggie Miller was able to so successfully be a provocateur to anybody but Spike Lee?
I thought you were about to say but Spike Lee, and then, yeah.
I'm sure we could find somebody.
He was a great trash talker, but I don't know if he was just maybe bringing his game up for Spike Lee.
It's a great 30 for 30 on Reggie Miller.
Speaking of, right now airing on ESPN is a great 30 for 30 between about the Lakers and the Celtics. They're having, I think it's a two-parter. That one's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see that one. Thank God for the DVR.
Actually, now that you mention that, I have to. Oh, my God, the show's over.